You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Here you
take
go.
Take the outcut right away. They're taking
7 seconds. They're running after him, and they get to him. They end the game with a sack. Highsmith ends it.
I tell him basically, we're not. We don't make any excuses. We don't point any fingers. That's not what we do here. We never have. We walk out of here with our chest out and our chin up, you know, and we look to the next game, you know, and we are fighting still for everything that we want to accomplish, you know. So it's tough. It's been a tough, challenging road for sure, but that's where we're at. You know, and we will keep fighting, and we believe we can get it done.
Ed, as you heard, the Baltimore Ravens, who lost 27-22 to the Pittsburgh Steelers, the game ended on a Lamar Jackson sack. But where was the Ravens' pass rush?
The one that got zero sacks, you mean?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah, that one.
It's just non-existent. It's kind of ridiculous. There were a couple of plays. Now, you have a 42-year-old quarterback who used to be very mobile. He was a running quarterback.
One quarterback hit, by the way.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
day.
It was just really egregious. They gave him so much time. It looked like he was playing Frogger. You know, he stepped up, stepped to the side, stepped back, stepped up. Nobody came near him. And he threw, you know, a dime to somebody.
Did you hear the music playing when the defense was going?
Jeremy, speaking of where are they, 3 in the first, 6 in the second, 7 in the third. 6 in the fourth. If this is baseball, it's a high-scoring offense, but not in football. Where's the Ravens' offense?
Who knows, man? Again, this is somebody sent me a message and went, they done scored 14 points on the worst defense in NFL history, and everybody thought they were going to score 30 this week? And then I went back and went, well, damn, he ain't wrong. Like, what happened? Where is everything? And by the way, even with all that said, they still probably should have won this game. It's just... it's unbelievable this season. I have no expectations anymore whatsoever.
Speaking of unbelievable, adding to the weirdness of this game, we're going to talk about this all day, Ed, the Pittsburgh Steelers ran for 34 yards and won the football game.
Yeah, and the whole discussion prior to the game was whoever controls the line of scrimmage, yeah, establishes the run, was going to win. Well, the Ravens did a pretty good job of the ground. They didn't win. It's just this, I think, is a byproduct of what you just asked me, is no pass rush.
Yeah.
If you don't have a pass rush, you can't play in this league. You can't compete, period. And that's what's, you know, was pretty evident yesterday, where you hold the Steelers to 34 yards on the ground.
Yeah.
34. And they win the game. And they had a lot of help. The officiating did help. I'm never going to say it's their fault, but it's their fault.
You got to go back to what you just said. Everybody has to have a quarterback to win.
Yeah.
Everybody has to get to the quarterback to win.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You got to have both of those things. Jeremy Kahn, riddle me this. What's the catch?
I don't know. And the good news is apparently officiating doesn't know either. And here's what I want to read this. There was something I was reading you guys about something that came from the officials basically on this game and what they saw. Because I don't know if people know this. Under the letter of the law, he did everything he was supposed to do for that to be called a touchdown in the end zone. I said it earlier this morning when we were talking about it. Where do you have to football move to? You're in the end zone.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else to go. And it's two steps, two slow-ass steps. Even when you slow it down, it feels like it's taking forever. One, two, balls in his hands, reached out.
Not moving around.
And then a guy slaps it out. And then we had the same thing. If you go back and look at other games, just look at another Steeler game. You can see the same things happening in that game where it's called a catch and where it's not. And they don't know. And the problem I have is there are so many things that happen in this game that you could point to the referees. And by the way, it's not their fault. Play better. But damn, do those things suck, especially.
But it's a part of the game. Officiating's a part of the game, though.
Yeah, I'd push back on that because play better for sure. I mean, Lamar looked terrible. I mean, that swing pass to Derrick Henry, that would have been a house call. No doubt in my mind. They had everyone's in the box. Two defensive backs were taken down the field by the receivers. There's nobody there. He gets a good running start, and you get some two receivers down that could even shield block. He's walking in the end zone. Yeah. I mean, that was just that. His Lamar was off.
And
yesterday.
It's not just that. I mean, I know we're going to get to all this stuff. The field goal, the interception that wasn't, that was a sack. Aaron Rodgers caught his own pass, and you're going again. It's one thing if one of those things goes their way, but to have everything go the other way when I don't think any one of them are correct sucks.
Mike Preston, who's here with us, the professor. What's going on, brother?
How are you, sir?
Doing well. Ravens are 6-7.
Ooh. It's not the end of the day. It's not the end of the season. You know, there's still four games left. They're the only way, and we've already talked about this earlier in the season, was the only way they were going to get there was to win the AFC North. They still got a shot. It's not like the Steelers are just unbeatable. But, man, they took a big step backwards Sunday.
Would you agree they need to win 3 out of 4 to win the division?
I think they win all 4.
Yeah, pretty much so.
Okay, Bengals, Patriots, Packers, Steelers. Give me 3.
I ain't going that far.
Hey, he said there was a chance. That's it. He didn't tell you the percentage of the chance.
I didn't tell you they were going to dominate. I just said there's a chance.
It's a good chance they
not win another game.
They not win another game.
I know.
I believe that. It's a good chance they do not win another game.
It's a good chance this team could finish
up. Bengals now, right?
6-11.
Burrow's back. He's back. I mean, you got the Packers, the Patriots, the Patriots and Packers, and the Steelers to end the season. I could easily see them not winning.
And
then
the
game.
Problem is, they don't play well against the top quarterbacks. Anybody can say they improved, their secondary got better.
But they can't get to them, Mike.
Well, that's part of the problem, but still, they can't cover on the back end either. There are guys wide open, like Marlon Humphrey. You take him out on the edge, it ain't happening. Metcalf ate him up yesterday. You can't let that happen. Where's the rotation? Where's the slides? And I know they had to look at the film and said, this is what the Bengals did to him the week before. We're going to do the same. And they did. They put him on that island on the outside, in an outside pattern.
You know what was cool, though? They saw last week that Buffalo ran the ball 55 times and ran it down their throat. So they obviously did the same thing to start this game off.
Well, anyway. They did in the second half, in the first half.
Yeah, Henry got his carries in the second half.
When Watt was kept crashing down the line of scrimmage, and I'm like, guys, can't you even see this, that you got to put somebody over there to block him because you can't let him just come down? Or Lamar, you got to go around the corner. You got to fake a run or something.
Can I ask you guys this question? At the beginning of the game, why did they keep running away from T.J. Watt? Why are you running?
That's another thing I was screaming about.
No one blocks on the back end. That means you're letting him get free reign to you.
Did you see how fast he is and how he crashes?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was that?
This was you. To me, I was yelling this out with the people I was watching. You go right at him.
Yes.
Then you send Ricard at him because the Ricard was neutralizing him when they actually had him on him, if you watched. And then you send Henry. Why would you go the other way?
But when you're going the other way, there's no blocking on that back
end.
So you're giving him free reign. Yeah. And what does he do best?
Run.
Chase. That's what he does best.
I tweeted that out earlier when I just said, why don't they go after this guy? Attack this guy. He keeps crashing down. And it didn't happen. They did in the second half. But by then, man, no.
I didn't understand that strategy. I'm like, because somebody, like, just run at him. I learned that from when I was a kid watching football and Lawrence Taylor. And you hear John Madden say all the time, if a pass rush is like that, you got to run at them. You got to slow them down. You got to, you know, instead of making them just, you know, slow them down, make them stop their feet and make decisions.
Yeah,
you can't let them just run, you know, pin their ears back and just run. And that's what they let them do in that first half, the entire first half.
Is there any chance he's lost the locker room?
Who's that?
Harbaugh.
Nah.
You don't think so? I mean, because that, look, you got embarrassed on national TV. You had 10 days to get ready for this team, and you came out and the defense played like that?
And the offense played like that.
I mean, that's fine, but I'm like, watching in the first half, you're going, what is this? Aaron Rodgers hasn't ran a touchdown in how long? Oh, wow, that's pretty amazing. He hasn't thrown a deep ball completion in how long? Wow, he got a couple to DK Metcalf there easily.
Like, didn't he have four of over 30 yards last yesterday?
What? He had three of them, 155, 138, and 120-something. I remember those because I wrote it.
Oh, yeah, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah, the 38 was the dump off, though. But he completed. He had several completions of, man, it's just, 410-583, 105-7, around the NFL at 645. But on the other side, three and out on the Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The elements of the catch, likely has possession. We saw 2 feet down. Great look here. Possession, 2 feet, but he has to have the time to make a football move or a football move. It's that element right there.
I'm with you, Jeremy Kahn, courtesy of CBS Sports. Where am I moving in the end zone?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest. We're in the end zone. I don't get yak in the end zone. I don't. It's the end zone.
Yeah. Ben Watson, former Ravens tight end, after Gene Steratore tweeted out all the things he just said about completing all three processes or all three things that have to go on for a catch. Here's what Ben Watson said. Stop. He's in the end zone already. A football move as defined by this list is unnecessary at that point. This was an officiating failure. There is no question, without a shadow of a doubt, that is a catch. The fact that the league doesn't know this, and I said it to you, where are you football moving to?
Yeah.
When you're in the end zone, there's nowhere else to go.
What if he caught it and fell down?
Yeah.
Just caught it and dropped.
And then the guy comes up and smacks the ball out of his hand. Not a catch? I mean, come on, man. I'm watching this right now. You could even make a case that he has the ball caught and that back foot is down as it's coming up. Mm-hmm. And those first two steps are his catch. And then the next one's the third step. But he doesn't even need that. It's the end zone. And this is what pisses me off. It's almost like they're all in a group text like, hey, these are the talking points of what we called. You got to make sure you go in. No, this is not it.
Yeah, this is not it. Ed, what's your up?
My up is Pat Ricard. We finally saw the running game come back yesterday. Again, I mean, Derrick Henry had almost 100 yards the next day. Didn't average a lot per carry, but they gave the ball a lot. And what I focused on is what we talked about last segment. You got to neutralize T.J. Watt. And when they finally woke up and stopped running away from him, I watched him with Ricard, even in pass pro, Ricard handled him. I don't know why they wouldn't do that earlier, like at the first or second time Ricard crashed in and was catching people from behind. So I got to give it to Ricard. You know, the guy has no rushing yards, I have no stats to speak of, but he's really important to this team.
Push it down.
The officiating. I mean, we just talked about. Look, I get this, you know, this human error in things, and it's hard. It's a hard game to officiate. We're watching from above on television replay. They're on the field. Everyone's bigger than them. The move's incredibly fast. I get it. But when you have the ability to review things, fix them. That catch was obviously a catch. Fix it. Just have the courage to say, no, guys, you had it wrong. Well, I thought it was called a touchdown in the end zone. I mean, guys had their arms up. So, I mean, I don't, you know.
But that's the thing.
It should be totally, you know, so obvious that it's not.
Yeah, you called it a TD on the field. Yeah,
that's the thing that got me, because you called it on the field.
Right.
Where's the evidence that suggests that you got it wrong on the field?
The clear and convincing evidence.
I thought that's what it was.
That's
what
it's supposed to be, yeah.
Jeremy, what's your up?
My up goes to Zay Flowers.
Great game.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been so much better, too, but a very good game if you want to look at the numbers on what he actually did, and a couple of big pass plays there really helping out. But look, I've been saying all year long, I think this guy is a true number one receiver. I feel like if he was on another team, they may actually use him right all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But Zay, 124 yards, 8 receptions, still no touchdown. What is it, one touchdown he had in the first two weeks?
That's right.
Yep.
He is so fast twitch.
Yep.
That move in the sideline that he uses it all the time. When he's near the sideline, he just changes direction back, and people just break their knees trying to get.
It's hard to do.
He's really hard to deal with.
A beautiful athlete.
Yeah.
He's a beautiful athlete. What's your down?
My down are expectations. Like, I have zero now. As we talked about the guy that texted in and said, hey, man, I don't know why anybody thought this team was going to score 30 points after scoring 14 against the worst defense. Weird things keep happening, but sometimes you have to get to a point and say, okay, this is just who you are.
Right.
You just keep making these mistakes happen. Right. Bad things keep happening to you because you don't put your best foot forward. We have that coach that comes in after the game. Yeah, we still got all our goals ahead of us. We'll keep saying it all year long until your goals aren't ahead of you, jackass. I mean, like, it's the same stuff over and over and over again after games. I don't know when the masses are going to finally get tired of hearing him say the same damn thing. I feel like I'm in Groundhog Day every loss.
Can't wait for him to come in here and calm you down with some scripture.
That'd be great. And by the way, did he read any scripture last night after the loss? God is good in losses too, right?
I mean, what is he supposed to say?
What?
Season's over?
No, he's not supposed to say the season's over, but he comes in, give a reason why these things are going wrong. Why wasn't the team ready? He had 10 days to get ready for
it. They are inexplicable.
Come on.
I'm with you. I don't need to hear your motivational speeches.
Talk football after every loss. Yeah. Go pull up a loss from earlier in the year, and I guarantee he says the same damn thing.
I don't need the motivational speeches. Talk football to me. The Ravens running game, you alluded to it, Ed. 40 carries, 217 yards, 5.4 yards a carry. It was intentional. You know, when Derrick Henry gets 25 carries, that's intentional.
Oh, yeah.
That's with a game plan. You know what I mean? That's not an agenda. And I loved it. My down, Lamar's decision-making, it's bad. I'm not just talking about the missed passes. Great pass completion on the sidelines to Zay Flowers. You remember that great pass? Did you guys see Rashad Bateman just a little bit deeper than him, wide open for a touchdown? On that same play. That same play, if you watch the replay, Rashad Bateman is running a skinny post wide open.
I saw that.
And it happened several times. We don't look at it as much because it happens sometimes in completions. So we only look at it when it's incompletions. But at least three times yesterday, Mike, He had a better choice, and he chose like he was locked in, predetermined what he was going to do, almost looked like it. And it just, sometimes his decision-making makes me scratch my head. Like, dude, Bateman's right. And it's within your sight. It's not like I'm looking right and Bateman's on the left. Mm-hmm. Then I'm all right. But that is the same window. Bateman's left. Zay's right, but it's in the same sight. How do you not know that? So that some of the decision making, it was another pass that he threw across the middle that was incomplete, but just beyond that receiver was a wide open Mark Andrews. Now the defense, if they're coming down to play hard to take that route away, that means just beyond you must be an intermediate route because they can't cover both. Mm-hmm. Now, it's easy for me to say that now because I'm watching the game and it happened already. However, the one advantage that he has that we don't have, he knows, Mike, what routes they're running. You know what routes they're running. Yeah. I knew after the fact. You knew beforehand. I think right now, I've never questioned Lamar's decision-making before, but yesterday – and was interesting.
And that was one of his better games in the last 4 weeks.
It was very interesting yesterday. I'm like, dude, look, that should have been six. Let's go to Larry in East Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
Morning, how you doing?
Doing well, how are you?
Morning, man.
I'm just saying, everybody talking about it. I'm not surprised what happened. They messed up during the offseason. They didn't address the line, offensive or defensive line. What they wanted to let go to Jacksonville, number 65, they should have kept him. Then they paid their quarterback for Dallas. Just stupid. You should have got some offensive and defensive line. See, they're talking about football ain't changed in 70 years. If you don't have no line, you don't have no team. Bottom line.
Hey, Larry, you have a good
have
one.
Have a nice day.
Larry sounds like Michael Jackson. I mean, Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
I'll crush you. I'll eat your kids. All praises.
All praise be to Allah.
Football ain't changed. They ain't do this. Y'all have a good day.
It's right, though. Get under the line. You got nothing.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We go around the National Football League at 6:45. But on the other side, we got Mike Press's report card later, but we're going to take a look at our quarterback up next on the Fan.
Mark, we saw you over in the corner there. How would you just kind of describe your level of frustration at this point?
It's through the roof. We shouldn't have, I feel like Thanksgiving game, we shouldn't have lost that game. You know, turnovers, unfortunately. But this one here is like, I don't know what happened.
That's Lamar Jackson, our quarterback review. We talked about this guy during the break when we heard the highlight. I don't understand the emptiest feeling. One of the emptiest feelings for me is seeing the game ending, a one possession game ending, Mike Preston on a sack. That's an empty feeling, man.
Yeah,
you walk away like, okay, I feel like I was cheated.
Yeah, no, you just got to chuck it up. And I thought, okay, Mark Andrews, that's where you're going with this because he's the guy. Throw it up to him. But I understand what he was doing because he's trying to make a play. That's been their best play for the last 3 or 4 years. Lamar running around and finding something and making a play. I get it, but in that situation with 9 seconds left, you go back, you got no TOs left, just throw the ball and see what happens.
See, here's the problem I have. You heard Tony Romo say it, I think, a couple of snaps prior to that. You don't have enough time to run around. As soon as he realized there was nothing there, you get outside the pocket and you throw it out of bounds. You have two or three seconds left. You got a chance for another play. You're not even in chuck it up territory yet. Roll out of the pocket, get it out, throw it to the line of scrimmage out of bounds. You got 2 or 3 seconds. Another play.
Yeah, that's what Romo said.
It's not like basketball where you got to get the shot off before the clock goes zero. Yeah. No, get the ball snapped before it goes zero, and then you can run around.
Run for 20 seconds.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the thing that got me. He wasn't even in chuck it up territory. He was in get another play territory.
Romo said throw a quick out. They were at the 30. That's chuck it up. That's what you got. He was at the pit 30. He was at the
Raiders. No, he was on his side of the field. Yeah, he was on his side of the field.
And which play? Which
the last play of the game? They hadn't crossed Pittsburgh side yet, had they?
Yeah, they were the Pittsburgh
30. Oh, they were? Okay.
Yeah, they were at the Pittsburgh 30. Okay. You chuck it up.
Yeah.
I mean, not what I would do.
But, I mean, you still had time to,
get another play.
You had time to even, if you could, yeah, I'd have to see the setup again, to take the 9 yards on the sideline, the 10 yards if they're off, and then take your 20-yard, 15-yard shot if you get the intermediate. But, yeah, I mean, you can't take a sack at the end of the game. No, I mean, he knows that from when
impossible.
He first started playing.
That's impossible.
Yeah. Can't I mean, that's what Rome was suggested. Quick hit. He goes, what I would do, quick hit.
Yeah, it was Romo, right? Yeah. That's what I was. I thought it was Romo saying it, get your two quick hits. And even he's saying, oh, you can't take a sack here. Everybody knows that.
Another thing I didn't understand that last drive, they were taking a lot of time in between plays.
People were talking about you're down two scores and you're huddling up.
A lot of time, man. I'm like, do we not have three plays already called?
Forget the huddle. They were running guys in motion. It's like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Just put them in the spot and let's go. Yeah. You can't have guys going across the formation. Go, 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 go.
I thought they wasted a lot of time on that last drive just doing nothing. A lot of idle time.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, 19 to 35, 219, one touchdown, one interception, passer rate of 71. I'm disappointed, man. I am. I'm at the point now, Ed, where I'm disappointed. His last five performances?
Mm-hmm.
Is it five now?
It's five.
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Do you not give a care? Seriously.
Yeah. No, it's a thing because, you know, the stat sheet doesn't tell the tale. You know, he didn't have a great day. He had 219 yards passing, but he had 43 yards on the ground, a touchdown rushing, a touchdown throwing. His decision-making was terrible. Just decisions were just like you mentioned the missed Bateman, you know, as the deep threat when he's in the same perspective view.
Mm-hmm.
He's there. They threw the ball at Henry's feet when he was wide open on a swing pass. Nobody in front of him but green grass. There were just so many of those where it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Then taking the sack at the end, like no, can't do that.
That was just a kick in the nuts. That was. 410-583-1057 is the number. Dante in Baltimore. What's up, Dante?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Not good, man. I had an opportunity to go to the game yesterday, and it was horrible. I got three quick questions.
You got lucky.
Hopefully. You said I got lucky?
Yeah.
I appreciate it. The first thing is, man, I'm glad, Rob, you finally admitted it, because like you said, you was all honest. You never really talked bad about Lamar. But his decision-making been bad for a long time. That's one. Two, do y'all think with the officiating, would they ever, lower the age requirements? You know what I mean? Because I think the game is a little too fast for him sometimes. It's just a curious question out of curiosity.
Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem. Let's say you have a bunch of old 20, young 30-year-olds officiating. How much experience do they have before they get to the National Football League?
Young, probably 40s, 50s, not that young, man. You know, you definitely want somebody like how they got now. They normally use, judges and lawyers and stuff, right?
Yeah.
People were supposed to have integrity or something. They ain't got to be 65, 70.
You know, I don't see too many of those.
There's a lot of fit officials right now.
Yeah, I don't see too many of them old guys anymore. Yeah,
I don't think that's the answer because there's people reviewing these plays, no matter what their age, they don't have to run around with them. But it is a thing because just the two we mentioned before, that's 11 points. That call on the field goal, all right, you make the field goal, but now it's a touchdown on an erroneous call. That's a 4-point swing. And then you take the likely play. That's 7 points. That's 11 points right there the officials took away from us.
But the reason why I said late 20s, early 30s, because what he said, 40s and 50s, that's what they are.
Yeah, and they're in good shape.
They're in good shape, that's why I went so young, because what he's requesting is what we already have. Mike in Baltimore, what's up, man?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well, man. Thanks for coming Saturday, man.
Oh, no problem, man. I'm pretty much, this is it for me. You know, I'm always with my team win or lose, but I'm cashing it in this season, man. I mean, the officiating, of course, it was terrible, but we do so much to hurt ourselves. Man, we shoot ourselves in the foot so much, that anything to get from the officials is extra. Man, I'm done, so I'm pretty much giving up on the Ravens this year. I'm becoming a Panthers fan.
Not Carolina. There you go. Rosedale Panthers. There you go.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, man.
Nah, man, they didn't cover. had to come back and win a game.
Told you that was a good basketball team. You didn't listen to
you
me.
You invited me out to that game for you guys, like to just wait the whole time for you guys to try to come back and win? I ain't trying to sweat. I want bets that win in the first half. Like, I ain't sweating it.
Wait a minute. So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What grade would you give Rob coaching that game?
I mean, they won, so I'm not going to ding him much, but I'd say like a D.
A D? Yeah.
Like the, it was the players that really stepped up.
Jeremy's right. D. For Ds.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was an exciting basketball game. Way too exciting.
We're with you, winner tie.
That's right. That's right. 410-583.
Long for the ride.
1057 is the number. Jeremy, bite me. That's at 7 o'clock. Sal's with the post game press conference, but on the other side, we go around the NFL. Up next on the Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Time to go around the National Football League, starting off in Seattle and Atlanta as the Seattle Seahawks all over the Atlanta Falcons, Jeremy Conn.
Yeah, on Friday I said this is the game I wouldn't be surprised if there was an upset. I'm upset. For about a quarter, it looked good. And maybe even getting towards the half. I mean, they held Jackson Smith and Jigba down. He had two touchdowns in the second half. He went off, but that turned into an ass whooping.
Donald had a big day.
Yeah. Belt to ass for the Seahawks yet again. And here, it's so funny, I saw someone, God, who was it, that shared the Seahawks were like, hey, 10 wins, Mike McDonald, way to go. And somebody was like, hey, we're dealing with some stuff over here right now. We don't need to see this. Please get rid of it.
50th game, Josh Allen has a touchdown run and pass in the same game as the Buffalo Bills race back down 10 in the fourth quarter to win 39-34 over the Cincinnati Bengals. And it goes back to what Jeremy said before. They can score all the points they want. They can't stop water from running.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm seriously, dude, you up 10 points in the third, fourth
eight
quarter.
8 minutes left.
8 minutes left, and you can't.
But close. This is Joe Burrow's fault. He threw two picks.
Interceptions,
He threw two picks, back-to-back plays.
Pick six.
Pick six, and then another one. And
well,
by the way,
bad it.
Yeah. And again, like, I'm not saying he's the sole reason they lost. They had a lead, and he had back-to-back picks, but I don't hear anybody talking about Burrow making some mistakes at the end of the game. Now.
I gave you this one on purpose. The Cleveland Browns lost, Ed, but you came away impressed.
Yeah.
We'll get to, you know, I ended up giving Shedeur Sanders one of my MVP balls today. He had an incredible day in a loss, but still. I mean, this was the battle of the inept, so I didn't care who won the game. But Sanders threw, it was, the 364 yards and three touchdowns. And he had a really, really good day yesterday.
Couldn't bring them back at the end of the game. Yeah. They were a two-point conversion away from tying that game up.
They scored 12 points.
What play was that they ran? A reverse that didn't happen? Taking Shedeur off the field?
Oh,
that's terrible.
OCs get too cute, Mike.
Yeah,
OCs terrible. Get too cute.
The guy was supposed to hand the ball off, and he didn't. And
OCs just act like they don't know.
Yeah.
Commanders shut out in Minnesota, Jeremy.
That was an ass-whooping, too. I mean, Minnesota just, if you're watching the beginning of the game, you're blinking, you're going, hey, Jaden Daniels back. Everything's going to be okay. That Minnesota defense is legit, man. They were all over the place. Now, Washington had a chance to kind of stay in the game, and they went for it on fourth down early where they probably should have kicked a field goal. And that was that. No scoring after that, just a belt whooping.
Dolphins, Jets. Jets sucks. Dolphins won 34-10. Ain't nothing to talk about here. Nothing to see here. Ed Norris, talks about the Saints and the Bucks.
The Saints really put a big ding in the Bucks postseason here. They ended up winning 24-20 on the road. They're in Tampa, and I thought the Saints had no shot just because they've been so bad, and the Buccaneers, you know, got some of the guys back now. Not much else to say. I mean, just it's a divisional loss that's really going to put them in a bad spot. This has been the weirdest season in recent memory for me. I guess you look at these games. How many games a weekend do we have good games?
Doesn't it get worse every year, though?
It seems like, and this season just has been like, what? Like, I don't want to hold up the progress here, but I'm not enjoying this football season very much.
The Colts lose Daniel Jones for the year. They lose the game. They're now 8-5. Mike Preston, did you ever believe in the Indy Colts when they were 7-1?
Nope.
Me either.
Saw them in the scrimmage when they played the Ravens. I was not a believer then, and I'm still not a believer now. And Daniel Jones, I thought he had that little a little time there, and he had the momentum going and so forth, but I was never a believer in Daniel Jones. I saw when he played.
He might be
the
done
Giants.
For the year. The Achilles injury. They officially announced it?
I think he's, surgery's today.
Okay.
Broncos, Raiders. I saved this for you, Jeremy, because I know how much of a Broncos and Bo Nix fan you are.
Yeah, I still think the guy is average, but they get the job done yesterday.
10 in a row.
Yeah, they right now, number one seed in the AFC, I guess basically because of tiebreakers with the Patriots, and we still have four games left.
Mm-hmm.
But they, as I think it was you that said it earlier, Mike, their defense, they got a good defense. It shows up almost every week. Now, they've had some shootouts, but that defense can still get stops in high-scoring games, and I think you have to like it.
I saved this one for me. The Packers beat the Bears. Mike, you weren't on this text thread, but at 7:16, I texted the group, Caleb Williams is growing up. I love this kid. At 7:19, he throws an interception to end the game. My text didn't age well. Yeah, it did not age well at all.
Was it a 3-minute text?
Oh, my God. It just didn't. He was on a roll until he wasn't, and then the ball game over. Now the Bears are in first place in the NFC North. How about those Los Angeles Rams? Are they the best team in football right now, Ed?
I've thought that for the last couple of weeks. I think they are the best team in football. And yesterday they put a big ass whooping on the Cardinals, 45-17. Stafford did it again. He's having an MVP season.
He is.
Yes, 22-31, 281, 3 was a slash line. Yeah, I think the Rams are the best team in football.
I didn't know this was a career high with two touchdowns for Puka Nacua. It's a career high. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's a career high.
You got to understand, though, too. Like, so now that Davante Adams has been there, it's almost like it's almost like having a running back situation where, I'll give you one, Jahmyr Gibbs does all the work to get down there, and they give David Montgomery the touchdown. Davante Adams has more one-yard touchdowns than anybody in the league this year. And they're on. There was another one this weekend. There was another one yesterday where maybe it wasn't 1 yard, but it was a short-yarded situation where Puka caught four passes to get him down there, and it's like, Yeah, he's getting dessert, buddy. So I just don't get that. And Joe made a good point. I should have brought it up with the Raiders game, but down 10, drive down the field in a 7.5-point spread and kick a field goal to cover it at the end of the game. A lot of people were upset about that.
A lot of people who have an addiction.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not an
1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah.
1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, I sat down with a buddy. We were calling 1-800-GAMBLER, and we were betting on if a woman or a man was going to pick up. I'm kidding. We didn't do that. We didn't do it twice.
And this is for the group. Are the Texans the best defense in the National Football
League? Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Seattle is.
I don't know about that.
Seattle's best defense in football.
I don't know. I just... That Texans defense is ferocious. And I tell you, I think they're one of these sleeper teams that nobody's paying attention to because their record's not, you know, dominant. It's not an 11-win record. But that defense is awesome. We have a pass rush like that, you can do a lot.
Yes.
A lot.
Are the Kansas City Chiefs done?
Yes. It's over.
Yeah.
I mean, the Texans give up 16 points a game.
They gave up 10 to the Chiefs on the road last night.
10 to Chiefs in Kansas City, yeah. Correct. You know, they give it the fewest points in the game. They give it the fewest yards in the game. They got two stud pass rushers. And they didn't do anything yesterday because other people chipped in. Yeah, I just think Texas is awesome.
Yeah, here's my issue with it. All right, so the Seattle Seahawks have given up 226, and the Texans have given up 208, and the Seattle Seahawks are playing better teams across the board. You got 10-win teams in your division. Alone, Seattle's division that they're playing in. They've gone to the East Coast and beaten every single team they faced on the East Coast, which is crazy. You don't see West Coast teams doing that. Again, we're splitting hairs here. They're both great. I would prefer Seattle's.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Daryl. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Daryl.
Hey, Jeremy, did you get my text yesterday?
Yeah, I sent you one back this morning. I missed it until it was late. But, like, he was talking about why didn't they go for two. The only thing I can think about there.
You didn't answer me.
Well, no, he texted me twice. And it was directly to me. You sent it to the group chat. I figured maybe he would answer it or Joe. Yeah. No, but Daryl, like, maybe they thought it was too early to go for two and then to start chasing points.
Why? To me, you absolutely go for two.
Yeah. I'm not.
100% you go for two.
Today's football, they now go for two early.
And why wouldn't you? Because. Yeah. If you make it,
I'm with you, Daryl.
Within a field goal. If you miss it, you're behind by five. Five and four are the same thing in this league.
You're setting up. You're setting up, knowing what you have to do moving forward.
Because in the past, John Harbaugh has failed on those attempts, and it comes back to bite him in the butt.
Why do I feel attacked here? I agree with you guys. I'm trying to give you the reason that he would have done it. Because it's too early and you don't want to chase points. Now you're going for two all the time.
That's the theory. That's the only thing when I saw this and I said, well, that's. His MO, he doesn't do this now. Maybe he's adjusted. I don't know.
I just don't care. I don't know what he does.
I'm not attacking him, just Italian. Feels... I get animated.
Look, I'm telling you, the Texans defense, they're doing this. Mike Press's report card at 7:30, but on the other side, bite me. Sal's with a post-game press conference on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.